Good evening, everyone.
Whoa, that's loud.
So we're going to, thank you. We're going to get started. So I'm going to explain. So first, thank you for coming. I know sometimes when things are a little different, people maybe get a little uncomfortable to come. It's not their normal. So thank you for that. I'm going to explain the steps or the process and what we're going to be doing. First, we're going to go into some worship. For a few minutes, we're going to do a couple songs. Now, it won't be live. We are going to have it up on the screen, though, with the words. And then we'll go into some personal prayer. And I'll speak through every transition, so it won't be something, oh wait, what did she say about that? I'll talk through each transition, and then we'll go into our personal prayer. We'll do corporate prayer, and we have points for that. We have seven different points. We have seven different people or groups that are going to be praying. They'll be praying in the microphone during that time. Just pray and join your faith with them as they speak these things and declare these things. And then I'll say something after that, and then we'll go into, I'll just kind of open it up. So if anybody has anything, maybe a need in their body or something that they want us to join our faith with and want us to pray with you or anything like that. So that's what we're going to go into. So 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, "Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will restore their land." So that's why we're doing this. And I feel like the structure of the prayer service gives us an opportunity in the personal prayer to humble ourselves, to repent if we need to. And then as we go into the corporate prayer, I believe that just transitions us into that. So we'll go in and we'll just have a couple songs of worship, and then we'll go into prayer. Please stand, like we're worshiping.
This home belongs to the Lord, so I'm not afraid to remind him. He has no claim in this war. I plead the blood. Oh,
you for the blood. Thank you for
over our schools, yeah, and over our
This time we're going to transition into personal prayer. So feel free to kneel, pray, come to the altar, whatever you want to do.
Some may say it's broken, but the healing thousand flawless lifetimes wouldn't be enough to measure up to how you lived here in just one. You are true.
As we begin to transition into the corporate prayer, if you're someone who stands up and walks around while you pray, feel free to do that. I know some people like to pace and do it that way, but however you would like to pray. But I'll call up each one. We have the teens and Leah coming up They're going to be praying over schools and education and whatever else the Lord puts on their heart. We put this structure together, and it is within a time frame, but the Holy Spirit has his way here. So if it goes over a little bit, take it up with him.
Hello. Tonight I would like to pray for Riverdale Local Schools and Cary Schools. I ask that God would please touch the hearts and minds of kids that go there, and that he would show them the light and guide them on the right path as he has done for me. I pray for the teachers as well, and ask that you would please touch their hearts and will touch their lives and keep them on the right track to give guidance to students. I ask this in your heavenly name. Amen.
Lord, I pray that you give us confidence in our schools, that we aren't afraid to share your word to others. I pray that you take away all of our fear that the devil has put in us and give us confidence, that you help us to become brave and help others know you. Lord, I pray that you just help us understand that we need to be confident for our peers at school because they need us to share the good news with them instead of just sitting there and doing nothing. I thank you that you have helped me, and now I ask that you help me help others. Your word says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So give us that courage to do what you will, because our schools really need it. Amen. God, you see all these kids in schools today that are doing drugs. I pray that they realize they can't find what they are looking for in drugs, and they can only find what they've been looking for in you. Whatever they are looking for or need, if it's happiness, joy, or love, and more, that they can only find that they can't find that in drugs, they can only find it in you. And I pray once they realize that you are what they need, they will quit drugs and ask you to be Lord of their life. In Jesus' name, amen.
I just want to pray that kids anywhere will just have the want and determination to seek you. You will show them all the amazing things you can do for them like you have done for me. You will give them opportunities to get closer to you. I would just like you to reach them so they will want your love. You will show them how much you can do for them. I want them to choose to walk with you. I pray that they will want to be with you, Lord. Amen.
Father, we just come before you today, God, joining our faith together with these brothers and sisters, praying over education in these schools. Father, we ask that you would begin to just uplift Mr. Wank and Dr. Elkert, Father, for Cary Schools, that you would begin to uplift Mrs. Julie Greer and Mr. Rossman for Riverdale Local Schools. God, we pray that your anointing would fall upon these leaders to be able to guide and direct this school into a godly spiritual place where students are able to speak freely of Jesus's name. God, we ask that you would begin to move inside of these schools, that you would be able to have teachers who are able to give the word of Jesus to others, that they're able to share that freely, that they're able to stand on a firm foundation with your word being placed in the forefront of those schools. Father, we just ask that you would begin to come against the plans of the enemy that has ever tried to kill, steal, or destroy this amazing purpose that you have given each student in those schools. Father, we know that the enemy is working very diligently right now to just come against every student. And Father, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. We ask that your blood would be applied over every student, that you would keep them safe, Father, that you would put a hedge of protection around each of our schools surrounding this community, Father. That your angels would begin to just move and guide them and direct them and just place a barrier that nothing of no harm would enter into those buildings. Father, we thank you for who you are. God, we thank you that you're hearing our prayers, that you're seeing our schools, and that you're building a foundation of education up for these students. Father, that you're giving them a future in education. God, I pray for every student who enters into either of those schools, God, that they would feel your presence even in a school, God. Lord, that as they transition out of that and into college, God, that you would begin to speak clearly to each student, guiding their path, directing them of where they are to be, Father, Lord, lighting up their footsteps within you, God. Lord, we pray all of these things in your mighty, mighty name. Amen.
We're going to have Winner come up. She's going to be praying over religion, church, missions, evangelism, and the 10% that we're believing for in our communities.
I wanted to start out with this scripture in Romans 10. It says, "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news." So Father God, I pray that you just stir up a fire within us, Lord God, to go out and preach the good news of Jesus Christ, Lord God. The word gospel means good news, Lord God. So I pray that we go out and we share that good news of what you've done for us on that cross of Calvary, Lord God. And I pray that you continue to be with this church, Lord God, and reaching the 10% of this community, Lord God, and surrounding areas, Lord God. I pray that you continue to use this church to be bold, Lord God, and to speak the truth, Lord God, and to not be afraid about offending anybody, but to be bold enough to tell them that there is a God that loves them. So, Father God, I pray that this church rises up like they have been, Lord God, and they get themselves out there, Lord God, stepping outside of their comfort zone, Lord God, and speaking up for what is right, Lord God, because you are coming back like a thief in the night, Lord God. So we don't know that day we don't know that hour, Lord God, but we do know that you are coming, Lord God. And we know that you are a just God, Lord God. And like my sister said earlier, that you have come to give life, Lord God, because the thief has come to only steal, kill, and destroy, Lord God. But you have given life, and life more abundantly, Lord God. So I pray that as we talk to these people, Lord God, as we witness, Lord God, as they start the target outreach, Lord God, that they go out and they just wear your garments, Lord God. They wear the Holy Spirit, Lord God. They wear the armor of you, Lord God, because we need that, God. We need the belt of truth, Lord God. We need that shield. We need the sword of the Spirit. So I pray that we put that on daily, Lord God, and not just when we go to church or not just when we pray or talk to somebody, but we do it daily, Lord God. Paul said when he was going out into the world and preaching, he said, "I die daily, Lord God." So I pray that we die daily to ourselves, that we pick up our cross and follow you, Lord God, because apart from that, it is hard to follow you, Lord God, unless we die to ourselves, because our selfish ambition, our pride, whatever the circumstance may be, it can get in our way, Lord God. So we have to die to ourselves daily, Lord God. And it is you who is greater in us than he who is in the world, Lord God. So I pray that you continue to be with this church, Lord God, and be with the ministry, Lord God, and help them to go out into all the nations and preach the gospel. Amen.
Natalie's going to come and pray for families, marriages, and salvation.
Heavenly Father, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. You see everything, Lord, that is going on in this world. I thank you, God, for always taking care of us and moving even when we aren't seeing that you're moving, Lord. You're moving. We know that you have a good plan for our lives and that you have promised that all things will work together for the good because you, that we love you and we are called according to your purpose. Right now we are praying for families, Lord. We know that righteousness and justice are at the foundation of your throne. And we bind every lie and every plot and every trick of the enemy off of families. And we are loosing right now healing. We are loosing wholeness, life, and truth. We declare divine righteousness, truth, and justice right now in Jesus' name. We declare that absolutely no weapon formed against families will prosper. And that every tongue that rises against them in judgment shall be condemned. This is our heritage, Lord, because we are servants of you. I come to you right now for unsaved loved ones and prodigals. We pray earnestly to you, Lord, to send forth laborers for this harvest, that you would give the words to be spoken at just the right time. We pray that their hearts of stone would be made flesh once again, that as you said in Acts 26:18, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness into light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in you. We are prophesying right now that revelation from heaven comes upon them and that they will make a sudden shift in their thinking and begin to turn to God in a very supernatural way. We speak divine and heavenly revelation over them that causes them to miraculously change direction. We declare that eyes of everyone and our family members who have strayed away from the Lord, that they would be open to truth. We break the power of every deceiving and demonic spirit that is pulling them away in Jesus' mighty name. And we give them a true, lasting revelation of Jesus, God, and who you are. Right now, you see our country. And you see the confusion, God, that is on our younger generation and the identity crisis that we have, God. I come against the enemy and every lie that has been spoken. God, let them find their true identity in you, God. Let them know that when they turn to you, Lord, that they find peace, love, acceptance, Lord, that you love them for who they are and that they can only find this in you, Lord. God, we are praying for marriages right now. Heavenly Father, we decree the strength of the Lord over marriages today. We know, Lord, that marriages are under attack, and we're praying a fresh anointing blow over marriages. We release strength, love, and renewed romance in marriages, communication, celebration, and joy to each marriage. We decree marriages are strong in Jesus' name. We break the powers of all demonic forces that are coming against to try to divide marriages, and we are going to prophesy that no person or situation shall cause marriages to be severed. We say that all hard-heartedness contributing to marriage breakdown is softened, and that hearts become repentant and pliable in the hands of the Lord. What God has placed together, let no man pull apart. God, I pray right now against abductions. You see that they are on the rise, Lord, and we come against any plans of the enemy right now. We pray that you would hide us in the shadow of your wings, Lord, and that you would put a hedge of protection over each and every one of us in Jesus' name. I pray right now, God, that you would mend hearts of the young people with their parents. I pray, God, that you would touch them, that you would do what only you can do, God. Give them truth and knowledge, Lord. Let the spirit of truth lead them into all truth, Lord, in Jesus' name. I come against sickness, Lord, that is coming into families, into homes, Lord, that wants to divide and hinder, God. We know that the enemy places sickness upon us, Lord, so that we can be distracted and not do what you have called us to do. But God, we break that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak healing and wholeness in Jesus' name. We break every generational curse, God, in Jesus' name. And we say that we are healed and we are whole in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, God, that you are touching families, that you are restoring them, and that you are restoring wholeness, God. We thank you that you are an everlasting God. We know that we can call upon you and that in all things you are for us. We thank you, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We have Jerry coming to pray over businesses and workplaces. Come on up. I'm still Just pray. Whatever's on your heart, brother.
Okay, this is definitely the Holy Spirit. So, my prayer for businesses would be that the people, employees, employers, that they recognize and respect each other with the relationship, just like we do in a marriage. Business owners, my prayer would be that they put biblical principles into their business and elevate those above profits. Because you know, Scripture says, teaches us about finance, it teaches us how to manage our personal life. And business owners can learn from that as well and learn that following biblical principles is the way to true profit. And profit isn't always measured on the balance sheet. And they should respect their employers and they should give good products. They should respect quality. They should turn away from deception, deceit. So much of what we see today in our nation, the problems are selfish human nature has superseded, godly principles. And we as a whole nation need to get back to those godly principles. And in business, if we get back to godly principles, we won't have people hating rich people so much. If those people who do get wealthy with integrity, get wealthy by providing good service, get wealthy by being benevolent and being charitable. And, like the Lord says, if we have more than we need, why not share it? What good is it to keep it to ourselves? And it's the selfishness that gives capitalism a bad name. There's nothing wrong with capitalism. It is productive, and it can lead to great prosperity for the nation. But the people who have the power in business need to use it the way God would want it done. And there's nothing better, no better success can any businessman ever have than to implement the will of the Lord. And every business decision that everyone makes, they should be thinking, what is the will of the Lord? What is the right thing? How often do we see the news where business people make wrong decisions and people get hurt? It shouldn't happen in a biblical context of people. And employees, you need to create value when you go to work. You're not there to just collect a paycheck and get by with the least amount of work. God says, do your best and be honoring and productive. That will be rewarded, if not with that employer, with another one. Good work ethic is biblical. We should have a desire to be productive, to put our hands to use, to do the best we can. Fathers, supporting your families, we should want to go to work and do the best we can and have a good biblical relationship, with the business or whatever that we're working with, whether we're self-employed or working for someone else. Whether you're employee, employer, business owner, the best that any of us can do in our relationship with each other is to follow the will of the Lord in our life. Listen to the Holy Spirit. And that's the best success, I guess, that we can have as a person, as a business, as a nation, is to follow the will of the Lord in everything that we do. So that is my prayer, that selfish objectives in business would be secondary to what the Lord would have us do, and look at the true purpose, why we go to work, what we're supposed to produce, and then if we are an owner and we have power, that we would use it for the benefit of the collective, not just ourselves. Because the best profits, if you look at history, I see businesses like Hobby Lobby who don't do Sundays. I see plenty of examples of businesses that follow biblical principles. And you know what? They follow business biblical principles. They do all the right things. They do lots of good for everyone. And they tend to make more money than everybody else, too. It just gets thrown in at the end because that's what the Lord says. And all this will be given to you. But first, do the will of the Lord. So that's my prayer, and I think it works for government, too. I wish everyone would do the will of the Lord on that, too. So, yeah.
Pastor Joe, he's going to pray over government and leadership.
Father, your word says that first of all, then we should offer supplications and prayers and intercessions and thanksgiving for all people, for kings and for all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. And so, Father, we have prayed for so many different people, but now we come before you for our leaders, for our government leaders, and we ask you to protect them, to guide them, to be with them, to strengthen them, to encourage them. Let them walk in your peace, God. But Father, I pray that they would be your peace keepers. And as they uphold righteousness, the people of our nation shall be blessed. Now, Father, we first pray for our local government officials. You see all the towns that are represented in this building. We pray for the mayors and the leaders of those cities. Father, we pray for our city councilmen right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray for courage and strength. We thank you for this councilman over Finley. We just pray right now you will help him lead and guide his city. You see, Father, the difficult situations he's put in as a leader. You see the tough conversations he has to have. And Father, we're thankful for this godly man that has been risen up for such a time as this. And we thank you for the anointing upon his life. And we thank you for the influence that he has in the city, Lord. And we thank you that he is directing and guiding his city towards you and towards righteousness. But Father, you see how weary he gets at times. And I pray for strength right now to flood his soul, to flood his mind. Strength, Lord, and courage. I thank you, Lord, for encouragement in him, Lord Jesus, to do the will of your will, God, not just the will of the people, but your will, God, and lead the people where they need to go. Father, we pray right now. I thank you for the boldness that he possesses, Lord, to speak the truth in love. I thank you, Lord, that you're opening more doors. Things are becoming clear to him, and not only him, but all of our councilmen and women of our cities. We pray for our local government right now. Come on, church, pray with me. Pray for our mayors. Call out your mayor of your city right now. We pray for Mayor Rathburn of Cary right now. God, we thank you that she's open and her heart's open to let us serve in this community and connect the church to the community, God. And I pray that as she continues to do that, that you'll continue to bless these towns, all the surrounding towns, all of our local council people. We thank you, Lord, that we are not going to be dictated to by different philosophies and ideas that are coming from different places, Lord, but we know who we are, and we will stand firm in our faith, and we will declare the love of Jesus Christ in our local cities. And we thank you for godly leadership. We thank you for righteousness right now. We thank you for strength through them. Now, Father, we pray for our counties that we are in and our county commissioners. Lord, sometimes they're overlooked in government situations, but Father, they make decisions that affect us, Lord. And I pray that you will bless our county commissioners, Lord, as they're doing diligently to take care of our counties, of our roads and our infrastructures, and the things that they deal with, God. I pray that your wisdom would guide them, that they would walk in your will, Lord, that you would bring peace and unity across the counties of Ohio. Now, Father, we pray for the great state of Ohio right now. You see our governor, DeWine. You see our legislators. You see our judges. You see the county judges, Lord. And I pray right now that they would uphold law correctly, that they would uphold righteousness in our land, that they would point people to the truth. But most of all, God, that you would give them strategies to help people, not just toss people or discard people as they're making laws and upholding laws and enforcing laws, but they would come up with strategies to help people. And that only comes from you, Lord. It only comes from the power of your Holy Spirit. So, Father, we pray right now that your Spirit would guide this state. We come against confusion right now. We come against disunity and division right now. And I pray that you would pull this great state together, that we would begin to lead the rest of the states in this nation, that we would show them the way, how to function correctly, because we would come together in love and in peace, serving you, God, and upholding your rule, because you are the giver of the law. You are the first to give the law, and you are the one that is righteous and holy, and you know how to set up a nation. So, Father, we look to you and we pray right now for our governmental leaders across this state. And as they begin to pave the way, Father, we pray for the great nation of the United States of America. We thank you for our leadership. And God, we pray that you would cause them, Lord, to lead righteous and holy, to lead us to Jesus. God, we pray for our legislators right now that they would pass laws that make sense, Lord, that they would pass laws that are good and healthy laws, that are upholding peace and justice, and not get into all the craziness. We speak peace right now into our Congress. We speak peace right now into our Congress. We declare unity in our nation right now. We pray that people would come together. We rebuke this divide where people are fighting against each other. And help us, God, to realize that we are all united in one nation. We are states coming together, that you have called us to come together. We thank you for our liberties, and we thank you for our freedoms. We thank you for the power that we have in our state. But we also thank you for our federal power, Lord. And we pray that those powers would begin to call upon you to seek your face like our founding fathers did, and understand that without your help, they cannot rule the people. And so we pray for strength in their lives right now. We pray for our judicial system, Lord, that as they make rulings, Lord, that it would be righteous rulings that they're upholding in this nation, and we're looking to you and doing what pleases you, God, not what pleases men, but what pleases you. We want you to be pleased, so therefore you can bless this nation. So God, we pray for our judges right now, that they would have a clarity and an understanding of what our laws are and the Constitution and what has been set, so that we can uphold these things and have peace in our nation. Father, we pray for the executive branch. We pray for our president. We pray for President Biden right now. We pray for strength in his mind, strength in his body, strength in his soul, Lord. Most of all, we pray for spiritual health, Father, that would come upon him in the name of Jesus Christ. Cause him, Lord, to understand. Cause him to see clearly. Give him strength, Lord. Put people around him that will begin to guide him and direct him like he needs to be, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for these three branches that work together and keep each other in checks and balances. And Father, I pray that they would begin to work in harmony and stop working against each other, but they would come together and work in peace and in harmony. And Father, I pray that as they begin to do this, we will see our nation shift. And once again, we will be proud to be a part of this great nation. And people will begin to understand and realize who you've called us to be, the great nation that evangelizes the world, so that we can stop dealing with our inner turmoil and we can go from the other to other nations and minister to them and help them, Father. And I pray that you will begin to see that happen once again in our country. But most of all, Father, I pray for our spiritual leaders across this nation. Father, forgive us. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us of our perversions, for perverting the gospel. Forgive us for making it about things that it's not about. Forgive the pastors of this nation that have gotten caught up in all the foolishness, that are worried about numbers more than they are worried about individuals. God, I pray for spiritual leaders right now that they would come back to the altar and repent. For Father, we want to blame the government. We want to blame the local and the state and the counties and the federal government. But God, the situation we are in is our fault. It's the church's fault. Forgive us for not standing watch and standing guard like you called us to. And I pray that you would raise up voices, many voices, not just a voice, many voices coming together in unity, declaring the word of the Lord over our nation once again. We pray for the fivefold ministry right now, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, that you would raise them up to equip the saints and send them out to do your work. We pray for leadership to be leaders once again in the church and not puppets anymore. That we would speak forth your word with boldness and see signs and wonders follow because of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We turn away from our wickedness that we've let in the church house. We turn away from the wickedness that we've let in our hearts. And we turn back to you. And we beg forgiveness, Lord. We thank you that you're setting our face like flint once again to be your church in America that will not only affect America, but it will cause revival across the world, Lord. Revive your church. Bring your people together once again. Forgive us for our silly fighting and fussing about things that don't matter, and bring unity to your people once again as the leaders come together and lead them to be the body of Jesus Christ, to be the hands and be the feet. Father, I thank you right now that you're raising up your church in this hour, for this is what our country needs more than anything else. I thank you, God, for our governmental leaders. But I thank you, Lord, for our spiritual leaders. Now, Father, we pray for specifically our spiritual leaders over this church. We pray for the Pentecostal Church of God. We pray for Bishop Wayman Ming. God, continue to give him vision and insight for the Pentecostal Church of God and where we are going globally. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we're going to be in 100 nations. That is his heart, to be in 100 nations, and we're working towards that. I thank you, Lord, for 1,000 next generation leaders. I thank you for the next generation leaders that are sitting in this room right now. Some of them stood up and prayed already, and I thank you that you're raising up next generation leaders, and we thank you for 1,000 new ones in the next decade in the Pentecostal Church of God. We declare it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for 10,000 pastors and churches in the next decade. As Bishop has set forth the vision, we're believing for 10,000 more churches, believing for 10,000 churches and pastors in this next decade, Lord, and we call it into existence. We prophesy it into existence right now. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to be a part of that, and we pray over the Hispanic church plant right now. You're already gathering the people. You're already stirring their hearts, Lord. You're already preparing the way, and I thank you, Lord, as we step into that field, we are going to reap a great harvest of people that are not being ministered to in our county, in our local area. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for 1 million Christ followers in the next decade coming through the Pentecostal Church of God alone. We thank you that kingdom-wise, there'll be much more, Lord, as every church united and coming underneath the name of Jesus Christ is working to see people come to the salvation knowledge of Jesus Christ. But God, we thank you right now that you're bringing a million Christ followers through the Pentecostal Church of God, for that's the vision that's been set by our bishop. And Father, we join that vision right now, and we pray and believe for it, Lord. And we thank you that we are having our part in that, and we are following our leader, and we will see 10% of our city come to Jesus through us, Lord. I thank you for the rest of the churches in Cary. We pray for them right now that they would reach their 10% of the city as well. And we could call Cary, Ohio, a righteous city that pleads the blood of Jesus, that stands up for the cross, and has a wonderful community of peace and unity. We pray for them right now. We pray for our Ohio district leaders. You see the situation we are in of the passing of our bishop. I thank you for peace through this time of transition. I thank you for clarity and understanding and direction in our district, in the state of Ohio. I thank you, Lord, for blessing. We pray for the board right now as we work together and make decisions, Lord, that we would make them according to your will, that we would follow the leading of your spirit, and we would raise up more churches, Lord. You see our heart in the 100 Club to plant another church in Ohio, Lord, and I pray that you would bring that to pass. We call forth leaders right now, a pastor right now that will say, yes, I have a vision for a city in Ohio, and I want to plant a church. We call it forth right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for this church. And I pray for our leadership, our ministry leaders, our pastors, Lord, and me and Alicia, Lord, help us to continue to fall underneath your leadership, your lordship, Jesus. We look to you in everything. Correct us when we step out of line. Bring us back to our knees and on our face before you. We humbly submit ourselves to you to follow after your will, to do what you want us to do, God. And as we begin to do that, Father, we will see an outpouring and a manifestation of your grace and of your power and of your anointing through your Holy Spirit, moving from this place and reaching outside of these four walls and transforming our community. Father, that is our heart. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon us because he has anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those that are bruised, to open up the blinded eyes, to see the captive set free, recovering of sight to those blind eyes. Yes, Lord, I thank you. And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. And I pray that as we continue to fulfill your vision, Lord, that we will see people transformed and changed. I thank you that chains are being broken off of people. I thank you for freedom in people's hearts and minds right now. Through the leadership of this church, we just declare blessing upon us as we continue to look to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tammy's going to come and pray over social media and entertainment.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you for this amazing time right now, mighty God, to just keep this moving. Lord, I just want to say thank you so much for the ones who are here tonight, Lord. We just thank you for the unity. Lord, I ask right now that you forgive us for what we have given our eyes to. Lord, I ask that you forgive us for what we are feeding on, mighty God. I ask right now that our spiritual diet changes. Lord, I whatever we are watching and listening to and reading, mighty God, what we are feeding on, it's just based on what we become. Mighty God, I thank you right now that you have redeemed the screens, mighty God, in your mighty name. Your word says, Psalms 101:3, I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. God, control. We ask for the control to be placed upon us, mighty God. We thank you for the meditating of what is right and righteous, Lord. And we allow this in our minds according to Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Lord, again, I pray that you redeem the screens of our eyes and our hearts in this generation, Lord. Lord, we want to be fascinated in you and by you, mighty God, to look upon your face. Lord, I pray that you remove the scales from our eyes and see what we don't desire, these check marks and these likes from others on our social media page. Lord, I pray that this generation does not find their identity in the screens that are set before them. Lord, I pray right now when they look at their screens, Lord, it's like they're bowing down to these screens. So, Lord, I pray right now that this generation stands up with their head straight, looking up for you, mighty God, not these screens. Lord, I pray that this generation does not find their identity in the screens, Lord. I pray that you increase the hunger and only in your word to be their true identity. Lord, you said the problem is not that we have 24-hour access to our screens. The problem is our screens have 24 access to us. So, Lord, right now, I pray the hunger starts building up in us in our time, that we start grabbing for the Bible, your word, and start eating your word, Lord, and not listening to things on social media, Lord. I thank you that the hearts that are here tonight, Lord, that are praying alongside us and uniting us, Lord, thank you for my believing brothers and sisters in Christ, and that we have all stepped out in faith and we put our trust, all of our trust in you. Lord, I lift up your banner high, your victory. We spiritually place it right in the middle of all social media and entertainment platforms. And your word, your banner as a standard and a flag that the armies and tribes and nations carried in their front ranks to identify who they are. They marched into battle knowing the victory was theirs. Lord, our banner shouts out, we are yours, and we have victory in your name. Just like Exodus 3:14, you replied to Moses, I am who I am. Lord, let us not forget this. You are our God, and your name shall be exalted, acknowledged, and recognized in the arena of social media and entertainment. Lord, I pray that you bring to the social media entertainment platform a deeper knowledge of who you are through every eye gate and every ear gate and every heart that is associated and entwined into this arena. From the CEOs to the child that peers into the screen for the first time, Lord, we welcome you to redeem your screens and use them for your good and mighty purpose in Jesus' mighty name.
He's just going to come and pray for military and first responders.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, there's a weight and a burden of protecting the helpless, fighting for justice and pushing back evil one situation at a time. God, when we feel powerless, Lord, your word empowers us. Father, your word promises protection and it provides solace. In 1 John, your word says, by this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. And Isaiah says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. God, we thank you for the courageous men and women that you have called to serve, to protect and save us from difficult and dangerous circumstances. We thank you for their sacrifices and their service. We thank you for their hard work in preparing and training. Deuteronomy says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. We ask you, Lord, for a special blessing and a hand of protection upon their lives. We ask that you envelop their hearts, souls, and mind with your mighty hand. God, thank you for the courageous men and women who have chosen such difficult and dangerous jobs, the police, fire, EMTs, and others. Go before each of them and prepare the way. Guard their going out and coming in. Psalms 121:8 says, the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Give them peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding, and give them the supernatural mental capacity to not only recall their training, but to rely on you. Lord, your angels concerning them, and provide each first responder a hedge of protection that thwarts all evil. When they arrive on a scene, let your glory and light shine through. Be their refuge and fortress in times of danger. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God, may your power, love, and light shine forth through the work of their hands. Hide them in the shadow of your wings and cover them with your feathers. Let your relentless faithfulness be their shield and rampart. Psalms 127 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" God, may you always be their refuge in all circumstances and situations. May they trust in you completely, moment by moment. Show them your power when they find themselves in unsafe situations or when they face people who threaten to harm them. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Lord, your word says that anyone who lacks wisdom should ask you and you will provide it. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. We ask for your discernment on behalf of our first responders. Give them wisdom from you, God, and help them in their moment of need to make timely and wise decisions when they encounter complex situations when emotions are running high. We also ask, God, that you remind them that you are with them wherever they go. We ask that you grant these brave men and women protection from panic and fatigue. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Father God, we ask you, strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble, and make straight paths for their feet. Focus their minds and hearts in Jesus' name. God, we also just thank you for those that have served, Lord, that have served in the military, that have served as firefighters, policemen, in all of those different first responder positions, God, frontline responders, everyone. We thank you, God, for their service, and we also just lift them up to you, Lord, that they are able to find help in times of need, Lord, through all the struggles that they may face now that they are out of that line of work, God, just that your hand be upon them and bless them, Lord, in the families of every first responder, military personnel, God. Just may your peace be upon them when their loved ones are out facing these hard and tough situations, God. I just thank you for keeping your hand of protection upon all of them, guiding them through those dark times, Lord, and through those dark times that they face. I thank you, God, that while they may not be able to forget them or completely move on, I thank you, Lord, for your restoration of their mind and spirit to be able to still stay steadfast and focus on you, that they can still live a happy and healthy life with their families and their loved ones, God. I just thank you for providing those who have that call and that burden upon their lives to serve and better this world and to better your kingdom. We thank you, God. Amen.
So I think now I feel like we should transition into, if anybody has something on their heart they feel like they need to do, or if someone has a need in their life, in their body, if you want us to pray with you, pray for you. If you want to stand in for someone that you know is struggling with something, you want us to pray with you. I just want everyone to be obedient. So if you're feeling anything burning on your heart, like you need to come up and pray something, or you need to go over to somebody and pray for them, be obedient in that. I think now is the time to do that. I'll just wait a few minutes, let the nerves go down, and you guys be obedient to it, and then...
Father God, I just want to pray for the body of Christ, that right now people are going to begin to step into their purpose, what you have created them for. God, in this congregation, in this state, in this nation, in this world, Lord, you have placed gifts within people. And Lord, I just proclaim them to further your kingdom, not themselves, not this world, But God, the gifts that you have created in them are to bring you glory, and I call those forth. Dear God, I proclaim that people are going to be able to step into the callings, that people will recognize you have called them for a purpose. That it's not just for the people they see as leaders, but God, each and every individual is called for a purpose and for a reason, and that they have a work to do. And so God, I pray that you begin to teach us how to do the job that you have created us for. And Lord, let us leave nothing undone. But God, let us bring glory to your name. And every opportunity, dear God, I pray that you'll open doors every day, wherever we go, that you open doors for us to speak, to show others who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. And I believe, dear God, that the body of Christ is going to begin to look like what you expected and want the body of Christ to look like, that we are going to come together in a unity, God, stronger than ever before, that the world will take notice that even though we are very different, God, we have a common purpose, and that is to serve you. And so let your body rise up as a mighty army with strength and power and glory, Father God, so that people can see who you are through us. In Jesus' name I pray.
So it's crazy that Trisha had asked if anyone needs prayer, because as she was asking that, my phone was ringing. My sister has a boyfriend, and his name is Austin. His mom's name is Beth. She was diagnosed with colon cancer, and they don't know if that has spread anywhere else. She had surgery today to remove part of her colon. She was doing fine, and just a little bit ago, she started bleeding internally, and they don't know if she's going to make it. I had just got the phone call to please pray for her, so...
So one time at a service on Sunday, we were all like worshiping and praising up front, and they were calling up people for prayer, like if they needed healing with any diseases or anything. And I stood in for a friend who the doctors were almost 100% sure that she would have diabetes. And so they took a test, and that Sunday I stood in for her for prayer, and she still hasn't she didn't find out about the if she had diabetes or not. And then the next day I was talking to her at school, and she said that they were still waiting on the news. And later that day her mom came up to her crying, and she was really scared, but I was still believing that she didn't have diabetes because we prayed over it. And she came up to me at school and told me that the doctor said she was fine and she had nothing because we prayed over her and everybody believed that she was not going to have diabetes.
Anybody else?
So I'm going to stand in for Pastor Dosey again, just so you know. Great praise report. Doctors were not, obviously when we prayed, they were not sure what was going to happen with him. They said it was out of their hands. It was in the hands of God, and he's recovering very quickly. He's getting stronger, and I don't know if you've seen the reports. And now he's awake, he's getting out of bed, he's sitting in a chair and all of that. But now he's struggling with eating. He said every time he tries to eat something, it tastes awful. And he's also dealing with sleeping issues. He cannot sleep. So I'm going to stand in for him and just believe that God is going to restore everything. The Bible says that he who has begun a good work is able to complete it until that the day of salvation. And so let's just believe that he will be completely restored. He's going to be able to eat normal. He's going to be able to sleep normal. His body will be completely healed.
So I just feel like I want to pray for mental health, specifically. I'm a youth pastor, but I want to speak to this generation right here real quick. Your health right now may seem good, and I believe it is well, and I believe that God is healing people because of you know that he is the healer. but there's a certain aspect that I feel like every age group in here, but that this generation that is before me right now, that we have the privilege to minister to mental health, because what you guys deal with on a daily basis, contrary to popular belief, we've been through it. What we haven't experienced in our day at your guys' age is the new things that you guys are experiencing. So you know what? Maybe we can't look at you and say, we've been there, done that with everything. But can I tell you, the same God that helped us with our problems back in the day is the same God that's going to help you get through what you're going through. The world's going to tell you all these things about yourself, all the things about your looks, the directions that you're going to travel on, the roads that's going to be put before you. There's going to be forks in the road that are placed there by the enemy just to get you off the course that God has you to be on. But can I tell you one thing? There's a scripture, and it says that his word is a light unto his feet and a lamp unto his path. It's something like that. If you don't have the word, you don't have direction. Your mental health is only as good as the direction your feet are traveling. So let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you, Father, right now, specifically to this generation of teenagers, Father. God, we speak to the minds right now, God. You see the things the world is saying to them, Father. You see the things the world's telling them they can become in these days and age, God. But God, right now we stand firm on your word, Father. God, as we have planted the seeds in their hearts, Father, we believe right now that you will give the increase. Now I come against every distraction that the enemy throws their way each and every day of their life. I come against every fork in the road that comes before them. Father, may they see through everything that comes their way. I speak spiritual vision into their minds right now in Jesus' name. Now I command every act of the enemy to just be gone from their minds right now in the name of Jesus. I speak a covering over them, a helmet of salvation to be placed upon each and every one of them, Father. Not just for a deflection, God, but for them to be protected, Father, from what the world's going to say about them. In the name of Jesus, I command every act of Satan that would come against their bodies to be gone in Jesus' name. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, will you see this generation that's going to change this world, Father? Now I speak to their hearts, Lord. Show them, God, the words to say. You've heard tonight that they want to reach the lost in their schools. They pray for their leadership in their schools. But God, I pray for the boldness to come out of their mouths, Father, as they know the words to say, but sometimes they just cannot get it out. So in the name of Jesus, I command those mouths to be open in Jesus' name at the time appointed. Now, God, as you place them, show them that you have them where you want them, not because of a coincidence, Father, but because you have placed them there, God, because you have a calling upon their lives. Father, your word says that each and every one of them has a purpose designed by you to glorify you. So give them clarity in that in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that because of you, we are going to see a world change through this generation in Jesus' name.
So I think I'm going to close with this. If there's no one else that feels like they have anything that they want to pray over, we touched a lot tonight. As I was thinking through like the structure with the prayer team, there was a part where, you know, put a little word in there, and all the way up to like 5:30, I was like, I still don't have scripture. And I think it was because I really didn't need one. There was so many scriptures spoken over right now. But what he did give me to close on was the word love. And when we're going into target season, evangelism, we're going to see people who have never felt love, especially the love of Jesus. And we may be able to minister to them one night, and the next night see them doing something that maybe we don't like or breaks our heart to see them doing. We may minister to someone and they may reject you, completely reject you. But I feel like what God was saying was, love is patient, love is kind. And I just kept hearing that over and over. And so as we go into this target season, just remember that. Love on them. And just believe that what you speak into them when you pour out the word of God and the love of God, that doesn't leave them. We may not see the effect of it personally, but we have to believe and have faith that his word was planted, or maybe something was watered in their heart, and just walk away walking in faith that they will be touched and their lives will be changed. And so that's how I'll end this prayer service. I'm going to pray over the people that we're going to encounter. So, Father, I thank you right now, God, that we have the opportunity to go up and carry Ohio, God, and preach your word and to worship in the middle of Cary. Lord, you see every single person. Lord, you already know who we are going to encounter. God, I pray that you prepare their hearts right now. Lord, this week, prepare their hearts. Put people in their path, God. Lord, to just prepare what it is, Lord, that they need, Lord. I thank you right now, God, that you have already got the word that needs spoken to them, Lord. I thank you right now, God, that you are going to begin to put words on people's heart, Lord, that are going to be up there ministering, God. Lord, that they are going to begin to just get words dropped in their spirit, God, that's for someone that's going to walk past, God, Lord, or they're going to drive past, Lord, that they're just going to hear what they need to hear, God. Lord, I thank you, Father, that as we love on these people, Lord, as we feed them, as we pour the word into them, Lord, as we, you know, prepare them with worship, God, I thank you, Lord, that they're going to receive you, Lord. I thank you for salvations, God. I'm believing for salvations, Lord. I'm believing for transformation, God. I thank you for that right now, Lord. Father, I just give you all the glory and honor. All the glory goes to you, Lord. Not our will, but your will be done, God, on this earth as it is in heaven. God, I just give you all the praise. I'm so thankful for your heart. I'm thankful that you see each and every person, Lord, as those people come out of the bars, as they come out of the grocery store, as they come out of the pizza place, as they drive by, God, tug on their hearts, pull them in, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're going to do. Thank you for leading and directing each and every one of us. Help us to be obedient, Lord. Help us not to just go up there and sit. Help us not to go up there and just receive and receive, Lord. I pray that we go up there and we go out with boldness, and that we have courage to do the things that you have asked us to do, God. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord. We give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you all for coming.